here. And now, for the first time, we are bringing you the full story of what happened. We are giving you all the evidence, based only on the secret testimony of the miserable souls who survived this terrifying ordeal. The incidents, places. My friend, we cannot keep this a secret any longer. Can your heart stand the shocking facts of the true story of Edward D. Wood, Jr.?
Hey, 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 how's it going out there? Happy Halloween, welcome back. You are, in fact, listening to the one and only Carolyn and Joe Show. My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
Hey, guess who's back?
We have a spooky guest.
Yes, a very spooky guest. The most spookiest guest that we've ever had before. And his name is Brian Sarvis.
Oh, yeah.
How's it going, man? How you doing?
Doing all right.
How doing, are you? Doing good?
Yeah.
Feeling good? Smelling the Halloween spirit in the air?
Smelling the spirits.
It's good to have you, man. Just so everyone knows that we actually have Brian Sarvis was with us again at this year's New York Comic Con 2011. Massive, massive, massive event. But before we get that, and thanks again, Brian, for being on the show. Before we get that, we have some news. Give them the news, Carolyn.
The news this week is that this coming weekend, we will be at Virginia Comic Con. Brian, will you be there?
I think I will.
It's in your hometown, sir.
It's in my hometown, so I guess I'll show up.
Maybe you can do a signing.
That's right.
Well, you guys should be there too, because then you can meet Brian Sarvis in person along with Carolyn and Joe. Well, we won't be recording our podcast there. We will be having a table at the Artist Alley, the small press area, the small press pavilion of terror.
Ooh.
We'll be at the Crown Plaza West, which is located at 6531 West Broad Street. And this is also the 25th anniversary of Virginia Comic Con.
What? Is it really?
Yeah.
25 years?
Yeah.
For some reason, that completely baffles my mind. I'm like, wow, 25 years? Brian, did you know that?
I had no idea until just now that y'all said you were going to come that it even existed. So.
Well, now we know. We're spreading the word. So Saturday, October 29th, and Sunday, October 30th.
Devil's Weekend, basically. Devil's Weekend. The weekend before Halloween, Richmond. Town of Terror.
Admission is $10, and children under 12 are free with a paying adult.
How are you supposed to tell?
If they're under 12.
Just ask them. I'm under 12.
I could just figure it out. And also on Sunday afternoon, they are going to be giving away $500 in cash in the costume contest, which is pretty amazing. I'm expecting some hopefully awesome costumes since it's Halloween weekend.
And it's Richmond, Virginia.
And it's Richmond. You know, you got to step it up.
It's a town of terror. It's a town of costumes. They wear costumes every day anyway.
That's right.
You got to earn that $500 in cash.
That's right. $500 is a lot. A lot. So they better step up their game. I'm going to see a lot. And a lot of people that I know that do dress up are from Richmond. So it feels like a place that would have.
They gotta bring
good.
It.
Yeah, they bring it.
So check out curls-studio.com for all the information about Virginia Comic Con this weekend.
Exactly. It should be a pretty good show. Should be a.
Oh, and also James
show.
O'Barr is gonna be there, which is like my primary reason for like even attending this show is to see the creator of The Crow. I'm currently reading The Crow right now, and it's a very awesome book. I mean, I read a lot last night, and I'm super into it. I know I'm like 15 years behind, but Crow rocks, okay? I just gotta say. And James O'Barr is, like, gonna be headlining the Small Press Pavilion of Terror.
That's pretty cool.
It's pretty rad.
So was it a book, then a movie?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
It was definitely a graphic novel book, whatever you want to call it these days. Taken. The rights were taken, made into a movie. A kick-ass movie. I mean, it's pretty cool. I'm a big fan of The Crow.
Yeah,
like I don't know how much I can measure how big of a fan I am of The Crow, but I like The Crow a whole lot. I like that first movie a whole lot.
How can you measure how big certain fans are? Because, like, you know, we just got back from New York Comic Con and we saw, like, the explosion of fandom everywhere. And there are certain people that actually it seems like they know more about the books and the characters and stuff than, like, the creators sometimes. I feel like they just live in that world and it's almost like, how can you tell, like, who's a bigger fan of certain things?
How would you tell, Brian?
I don't think you can.
There must be a way.
Because, like, some people might amount it to, like, tattoos.
Because we
saw that guy at Capcom's, and speaking of The Crow, he had, like, full-on crow tattoos, like, all over his body. Like, everything was just The Crow. I mean, can you say that he's the biggest fan?
Or sometimes even or with like, bands. What if, yeah, you know, they get lyrics. Like, they get lyrics tattooed on them.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Like on one hand, on one hand, I'm like, that's a lot of dedication. You're like putting it permanently on your body. But then on the other hand, it's like, well, I'm a big fan of like certain things, but I would never want to get tattooed. So does that mean that somebody that would want to get tattooed is a bigger fan? You know, like always, how can you argue that?
I always wonder about that. But also, I feel like sometimes like the mass, you know, when you're a big fan, I feel like there's a point of being like, I don't know, almost like obsessive in a sense.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
But like, I feel like being a big fan, you can relate to it, I feel like. And also, it's like, what do you do with that fandom? It's like, do you turn it into, do you just do tattoos? Or do you like, do you basically just center your whole life about being inspired? Like me, I'm a big fan of Batman, the animated series. And that basically, am I a massive fan because I basically structured my whole life and the way I look at things because of that show, you know what I mean? Like the Joker that led to so many things. But when I'm like in front of Bruce Timm, I almost don't want to be that big fan. I'm just like, oh my God, I love everything you do. You know what I mean? And that's what you see a whole lot. And like when that moment comes, I don't want to be like that for some reason.
And also like on his end, how he's supposed to react to that. He's just going to be like, oh, thanks for checking out the show. You know, like that's all he can really say.
So that,
besides, like when he gets back to his hotel room, he's like, "Ugh, creepy."
Yeah, definitely. Since we were at New York Comic Con, it's like you know, are we gonna dress up like the characters of that show that we're like the biggest fan? And also, I despise those contests to be like, "Who's the biggest fan? The biggest fan wins this." You know?
Yeah.
How can you judge?
There really is no way to be like who is the biggest fan.
Or people have a trivia contest, but then it's almost like, why are you memorizing all these little details?
But I do understand when you're like, you know, you are like a, you know, a. You can't be the biggest fan, but you gotta be a big fan. Yeah, you gotta live it. You gotta dress and think like the Crow. You gotta definitely do like that.
Every day you walk around, you're just dressed like the Crow, killing bad guys.
I would say that is the biggest fan. Is the person who just
see? I think there's a difference though between being a fan and being obsessed. Like, there's the line right there. You can be a big fan and then you get to the point where it's just obsession. You know, and then it'd be like that movie, The Crush, or whatever.
with Alicia movies. Silverstone?
Yeah. Where she's like, you know, wants to sleep with a dude and he won't do it.
And then there does
sets him up.
There does become a certain point where, like, fans, you know, you're sort of like, you're like, I think you're a little too into this. You self-relate a little bit too much, you know, but it's always fun with fans in general. So you were at New York Comic Con this past, it was 4 days. You were with us all those 4 days.
All 4 days.
And you were there with us last year. Well, do you feel like there's any difference from this year, from last year?
For me, it seemed like it was more crowded this year.
Do you feel, this is actually your second, was this your, have you been to any other convention now? Or was last year your first one? And this
last
one,
year was my first
so
one
So now this
New
is
York.
Your second one.
It's my second one in New York.
So you only go to the big events, apparently.
Apparently. I don't deal with the small ones. Except for the one in Richmond this weekend.
Well, I don't know. It might be small.
I definitely felt like the second New York Comic Con was bigger. I mean, it was sold out every day.
Yeah.
I don't know if the one last year was or not. I couldn't remember. But it just seemed like there was more people this year.
Well, didn't the attendance go up by several thousand? I don't know the numbers, but it was definitely like allowed to a big number of attendees.
And that blew my mind because also there was more. They used basically the whole entire Javits Center, like the massive, the only section they didn't use was that bottom one that was being used by like the other SATCOM or whatever convention that was going on, which was, you know, but still, like, to sell out that massive convention center, that's quite a sight. And to still think people still don't know about New York Comic Con, but it takes over the biggest convention center they have.
Yeah, it was huge. I was talking to one of the cops outside when I was outside hanging out. And I was just like, it never stops, does it? And he's like, no, man, they just keep coming.
It's this flood.
He's flood like, just humanity. When you think there's not going to be more people, like, it's packed, it's full. They just keep coming. They'll just hang out outside. I mean, if they don't have a ticket to get in, they'll just hang out.
See, I think that's cool.
Do cosplay outside in the parking lot or something, you know?
But it's pretty amazing. Like, at least for me, on Saturday, I didn't get out behind our table. And so I don't know. I didn't witness like the huge mass hysteria for my own eyes, but like I can only imagine. But whereas like for me, like I feel like I managed this convention better. So last year it felt more hectic, like to go to the bathroom, for example. Like I specifically remember last year taking like 25 minutes to go to the bathroom once. And this year I didn't have any problems with the bathroom. So, I mean, stuff like that. Like I wasn't in lines.
Yeah.
So like, from my perspective, although I know that the show sold out and there's like millions of people and that it was hard to walk around, I didn't actually go through any of that. So for me, it was like a lighter convention than last year, but I knew that there was millions of people.
You know, we actually did have a chance this year to at least walk around and see the sights and stuff like that.
When we did walk around, it was always like right before the show opened.
Yeah.
So I didn't really, like, I actually got to experience it like with like fresh aisleways and like nobody running around. So, I mean, I got out a few times when the convention was actually on, but the places I visited, it wasn't like that crowded. So, I mean, I liked actually viewing the convention super early because we left Northern Virginia at 4:30 in the morning on Thursday and drove right in. So we got to see them set up and everything. That was pretty cool.
And going into New York Comic Con this year, I definitely felt more of a calm than I did last year. There was something about last year's show where I felt like there was this, even going in before the debacle of loading in that time, I had that sinking feeling like something like that was going to happen. But this year I felt almost like a, just sort of like this thing's gonna go seamless. It feels good. And it was awesome when we did roll up into to set up in the convention that, you know, it was that professional only day. And when we were rolling in, people were still like the bigger booths were still setting up.
Yeah.
Like you get to see them set up the big Avengers panel or big Avengers booth. And I thought that was great. Just to see that construction, it felt very calming because I was like, I don't feel rushed. And I always hate it before every convention when I feel rushed to be like, oh, crap, we got to get this stuff out there. Oh, it looks like crap. I don't know.
Well, last year, too, was different because you said that it was like the first time you guys weren't in Artist Alley.
Yeah.
So they didn't have like tables for you, couldn't find chairs. Like it was very unorganized. And
this year felt
like the staff this year was like tremendous. Yeah. Like they were very well prepared. I guess also like maybe learning from previous mistakes. But like, I feel like I have nothing to complain about at all from the whole convention.
So, Brian, you actually got a chance to go out there. Like, you know, I remember when we were talking about beforehand, last year our whole goal was like, we need to see Alex Mack. After that, it was just like gravy.
All right.
Alex Mack.
Sorry, I said Allison Mack. Allison Mack. The secret world of Allison Mack.
Yeah, and then I had a guy this year tell me that she didn't come, and I was like, bullshit.
Yeah.
I was there.
But that was cool because like last year you were able to learn. You're like, all right, this year... Last year, you didn't know what to expect.
Yeah,
the crowds. And what was it? This year, you actually almost had a game plan, so to speak.
Yeah, this year I had more of a game plan. And I think this year, over the last 2 years, I said I've been getting more into comic books. You know, you've let me borrow a lot of stuff that was some good reads. And I've been getting to know some of the artists a little bit more and stuff like that. So this year was a little bit more fun for me to go in and be able to see some of these people that I'm reading the material or you know, seeing the artists that illustrate these books and stuff like that, which is pretty cool. It was really awesome. So I ended up spending a lot more money this year than I did last year.
I thought that was pretty crazy. It was awesome. You're like, oh, I got to take another trip to the ATM.
Yeah, that was bad, but yeah, whatever. It doesn't happen every day.
It's one of those things that I feel like, you know, a few years from now, you're going to be like, I'm glad I did that.
Oh, yeah, I'm already glad I did it. Yeah. I mean, it was worth it. But, you know, at the time, you're just like, well. You know, screw it. When are you going to go to New York again? Probably next year, but still, it's a whole year away. But
it might be completely different people.
But it might be completely different, right? You never know who's going to be there, which is cool.
I always thought that was interesting. It was also the first time for me this year or at any convention where I was like, hey, because usually they have like the celebrities like crammed in with us on the floor, and they usually cause like big ass lines to basically happen. But this year they had the celebrities like off in their own wing. They had like their own giant walkway, and then you'd see like you go in and be like this giant hangar basically, and they have like all the tables and signings and stuff like that. Or basically, you can just like go and look at the celebrities like they're animals. That's how I'd always describe
it. It was like a zoo.
I was like, this is like a zoo of celebrities, man. We can watch them, see them interact with people,
see them in their natural habitat.
Yeah, and you know who are the guests? They had like Mark Hamill, Felicia Day,
Rose McGowan,
Elijah Dushku. Yeah, and like it became like a I really didn't know what to expect because, you know, like Mark Hamill, you know, what was his ticket? Like $110?
$110 for an autograph.
Yeah, and then you get a picture for $75.
What?
Yeah.
I thought that was like a total package thing.
No, I don't think so.
$200 a person.
Was he doing the candid photos or did you have to go behind the scenes and do like a school portrait style?
Well, from what I've seen, from what I saw, like you can't, like candid photography when you're in line with Mark Hamill. Like, you can take a picture of him.
Just can't take it with him.
You can't take it with him. He can't reach over and grab you and stuff like that. Like, you're like, yeah, you can take a picture of him, but you can't be with him.
Okay.
Yeah.
But they did have...
no freebies in that one.
They did have, like, a portrait studio where you
could...
I remember there was
it looked really bad.
Because going into this, I felt this was probably the best drama that that was almost close to being equivalent to Alice and Mac last year, but Jewel State was there this year.
Oh, yeah.
And we were like hunting. Brian was like, we're going to hunt her down.
Like in the zoo, hunting down the zoo animal.
I thought that was one of the greatest things because we were scoping out, like, it was really like this push and pull of emotions that would happen because, what was the situation? What was the situation here? Because that was your main person. You didn't care about seeing Felicia Day. You didn't really care about seeing like Elijah Dushku or Rose McGowan. Just like, I need to see Jewel. You know what I mean? Stuff like that.
Star of Serenity and Firefly.
I don't know how this all built up because like the end result is quite charming at the same time. Brought me back to high school.
I don't know. I just when I was looking through who was going to be there, that was the only person I really cared to see.
Yeah.
Plus, she's smoking hot, and she's awesome in Serenity. And she's like the
engineer
mechanic.
Also, she's a
mechanic,
and you're a mechanic.
I'm a mechanic for her. I don't know. We can relate on that level, you know, at least for her character's sake.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I was just excited about that. The other people, you know, like, I've never really seen Felicia Day's work, so I can't really relate to her.
And they just had a bunch of also, like, Playboy models or top 10 models.
Yeah, they had
like,
some
whatever. You're
yeah,
hot.
No one was even in those lines.
No, nobody was.
Because no one knows who the fuck they are, and they don't care.
I actually think it's quite amazing that, like, you have this other line full of, like, geeky stuff and, like, Felicia Day and Mark Hamill, and their line was, like, all huge for days days on end. And then you had the celebrity, like, Playboy Playmates, which I, like, glanced over for 1 second, and there was, like, one person that they were talking to.
Because they're just some random hotness. There's no character behind that.
Yeah.
But then,
exactly.
But then there's history with Brian and Jewel.
You know,
since 2006 or 2005.
Yeah, of watching the shows. No, it was. I don't know.
I was like, are you gonna talk to her, dude? Just go talk to her. Or we were even debating that. I was like, are you gonna get one of those? Because there was those choices, right? The prices.
Well, they had the choices of getting the. See, they had the photos, which you had to go to a photo booth. And that thing sucked. It looked like, you know, glamour shots or something. Like,
yeah,
the background's all
like
bad.
High school photo,
what was the
but
background?
Not
as
good.
It was just like
just
this blue.
Like,
no, it was
like
blue and white, like marble looking weird background. It was really, really cheesy.
Did they have a laser option?
What, you have the lasers in the background?
No, but it would have been awesome if they just had like a poster of their movie or something.
Oh, yeah.
They just swapped it out. I'd much rather have something like that.
Like
even
a press
though that's cheesy
style.
Too. Right, exactly. But that would have made me feel better.
There was nothing special
about
this
background.
There
was no way in hell I was going to pay for a picture that was like glamour shots.
I remember we were pushing it. We're like, it's only $30, man. It's going to be 30. You're like, no, it looks like bullshit.
It was so bad. So I would have rather just paid $30 for a candid shot with her on my own camera and just be like, here's $30 if I use my own shit.
Because you actually did, like, I felt it was amazing that there was actually, you actually, like, had a process of, like, going up there and talking to her about the prices or about the pictures.
Yeah.
You're like, it was almost like, what can I get for, like, $20?
How much is this, really? You really going to charge me that much? No, because I wasn't sure how long she was going to be signing autographs. It was her last day. So I had to find out the times because I still wasn't sold that I wanted to pay that money yet.
Yeah.
You know? And I didn't have anything for her to sign. So I was just like, well, now if I do get her to sign something, now the price is going to go up because now I got to buy something for her to sign because I'm not just going to let her sign, you know, a piece of paper in my back pocket. Like, that's retarded. You know? So I had to go through that process. And
how was it when you... So you talked to her, like, the first time.
But when I first walked up, I actually talked to her, the girl that was sitting next to her taking all the money,
her handler,
or whatever the hell she is.
Her controller.
The zoo.
But there was nobody in line, so, like...
Wait, so she was there. There was no one in line, but she was there?
There was no one in line. Like, Jewel was there, and her handler chick or whatever was there. So I, you know, I just asked her, I was like, how much is it? You know, asking the handler, because she was obviously the one handling the money. And then she was like, oh, it's $30. And then I was like, well, how long, you know, is Jewel going to be here? Even though Jewel's sitting right next to her, you know what I'm
so
saying?
That's so awesome.
But then Jewel, she looked at her and she's like, Jewel, how long are you going to be there? And she was like, oh, I'm going to be here till 5. And I was like, cool, I think I'm going to come back. I just want to find something for you to sign.
So you were talking to her at that
Yeah,
point.
I was talking to Jewel
so
at
that's
this point.
The first. That's actually the first connection you had.
Yeah.
I was like, so are you still going to be here tomorrow?
So that's what I was asking. Are you going to be
it's
here
like
till 5? And I was like,
the locker.
Yeah, basically. So it was kind of like, you know, can I go get something that's Firefly ready and have you sign it? She's like, yeah, I'll sign whatever you want. It's not a problem. I was like, all right, cool.
And her voice is exactly, was it exactly like how you envisioned or heard?
The Kaylee voice.
Yeah, like super sweet. Yeah, pretty much. But, so, you know, then I was like, well, I got to do it now. Like, actually, I contemplated for a little while. I went outside.
Wait, while you were right there?
No, not while I was right there. I walked off. And
that's what I feel like is possibly one of the greatest moments is when you're those moments before you're about to ask, right. contemplate. You're like, oh, she's right, because you know she's right there, but you're like, I can't ask her. I'm going to ask her handler. Right. You know, while she's like literally like just, yeah. there's no one in line. So
it's like the
what,
equivalent of asking her best friend like in high school, yeah. and then you ask the friend like, oh, do you know if she likes me?
Exactly.
Or something like that.
She like,
so how,
have a
how long
do you have
is she going to be here?
So even after that, I was still contemplating whether or not I was going to do it.
See, I felt like that could have been a situation, because really, the goal to our moment, to meeting any celebrity, at least for me, was to just hang out for real.
Right.
You know, I don't really, like, I don't want to do the fandom as much, you know, unless I know that's, like, really is the only way we can do it. But, like, I would almost, like, try to swindle my way to having the longest conversation that right. possibly can. Like, I felt like at that moment, like, you know, that would have been a moment just to milk it, just to talk about anything.
Yeah, it would have been awesome just to sit there and talk about it. But from knowing what happened the second time I talked to her, I don't think it would have lasted very long.
Really? All right, let's continue with this. So it's crazy, because after this, Carol and I were sitting at the booth, and then all of a sudden you just magically appeared like you usually do.
Right,
it's weird how there'll be a bunch of people walking by, then Brian just appears in front of us. Poof. And he's like, oh, guess what, man? I was like, oh, did you talk to her, dude? Because that was the whole game plan going
in. I know. And I had talked to her. That's right, because I came back to y'all. Because I took a while to walk around and think about it. I went outside, smoked a cigarette. I was like, I don't know, contemplating in my head. So I went back up to the booth, see what you guys were doing. And then at that point, like, I was talking to you for a little bit. And I was like, screw it, I'm just going to go do it. So I went to search for something to buy. And I found, like, Firefly, you know, print or whatever I get her to sign. It was like $10.
Should have got like a photo of like yourself.
Just took a picture of my photo. I'm gonna Photoshop you in later. Just sign right here.
That would've been awesome.
Did
it take you a long time to find that? Were you like, I need to find the right image?
It took me a while. If people out there, if you've never been to New York Comic Con, you can't see shit. It's like you see everything all at once, and it's just a blur because there's so much stuff going on, you can't concentrate on anything. So trying to find something was insane.
Yeah.
Because there's like 150,000 people that you're trying shoulder to shoulder trying to find stuff. And those people are serious about their comic books and their movies. They ain't no joke, man. They'll knock you over to get the stuff. But, so yeah, it took me a while. I walked around. I couldn't believe that it took me as long as it did to try to find something that was like Serenity Firefly related.
What, they just didn't have
anything? Yeah, they didn't have anything. Like they had like one, at least, you know, there's so much to see. I may have just missed. There could have been a whole booth behind me and a big arrow pointing at it, and I just didn't notice.
The brown coat table could have been there.
You know? But eventually I found like this little, you know, like a print section. I was like, all right, they got to have something. And it had like sci-fi section and all that stuff. So I was like,
I remember before this,
I had to wait like 10 minutes because people were, to try to get over to look at the prints because there's so many people like just hoarding over.
I remember beforehand, we were like, can I just, you just want to take a old school Polaroid of her?
Oh, I'd love to have an old school Polaroid. That would have been awesome.
That would have been great. Next year, we'll just bring a Polaroid with us.
That would be sick because then you can just print it out right there and have her sign it. Bam. But yeah, so eventually I found the print, paid $10 for it. And then I walked back to the autograph signing,
which is
wing.
Basically on the total
opposite side. It's on its own separate wing. And so, you know, you're walking through there and you got like the DeLorean to your right. Yeah, you're going down.
The classic Batmobile.
Like, Chewbacca and R2-D2 sitting there like taking pictures with people and stuff. So it's the whole thing. So I get all the way there. And now, like, by the time I get there, the line's like huge. Like
her
huge.
Line's?
Yeah, her line's like long as crap, right? So I'm like, man, of course, it figures, like, the line's long. So I start to wait, and then I notice that she's not even there. Like, she's not even at her booth. So
oh, really?
I'm like, crap, where did she go, you know? So I'm walking around, like, all right, well, I'm not going to wait in line because she's not even there. I was like, maybe she's eating lunch or something. So I just walked around, and eventually I was walking around, and I saw her, like, sitting by herself behind one of the other people's tables that they weren't using.
Oh,
like,
really?
Just on the phone talking to somebody. So I was, like, trying to snap pictures of her from far away, but my phone sucks. So
oh, man.
When you zoom in, it just doesn't work.
Where was she? So it was, like, it was just behind the table or behind a booth?
No, like, if you look at her booth, like, if you're in line, standing, like, in line, looking at her booth, it was to the left, and there was, like...
Is this where the other section was doing their photos or whatever?
It was near the Playboy Chicks section, kind of. But yeah, there was two people that were doing a photo, or not a photo, but they had their booth right there.
Yeah.
And then there was two booths next to them that just empty. I guess no one ever filled them. Like, they were empty the whole convention. So she just posted up over there and was talking on the phone, you know. She told me, saw me taking a picture.
Really?
She's just like, I mean, what are you going to do? She didn't care. But, you know, my phone sucks, so it didn't come out.
Oh, man. It's just like, you just see hair, brunette hair.
Well, I mean, you can see it, but it's just kind of out of focus, which just doesn't work.
But you know that that's her.
I know it's her, but...
That's all you need to know.
It's not like a picture I could put up on my screensaver. That would have been awesome, you know, or something, but... Just saying, couldn't do it. Because
that's the shot you want on your screensaver.
Yeah, dude.
The paparazzi
shot.
That's
right, that's right.
You should let me know. I would let you have... Get the video camera.
Right.
Just zoom in on her face as she's talking.
I know. But anyway, it's starting to sound creepy now.
So basically, you were watching her as she was on her phone.
Well, I wasn't the only one. There was a guy with like a camera, taking pictures of her. So I didn't feel like too bad about trying to snap one when there was some other dude doing it.
Like right next, he's got the spot.
Yeah. Well, he had the camera. He had a real camera, so it's like it worked for him. But yeah, so eventually I just kind of walked around some more and...
Oh, you didn't just stay there and just like...
No, I didn't just stay there because I was like, I know the line will go back down. You know, it's like when you know, like how we buy DVDs, like I know that it'll go down. The price will go down eventually if I just wait.
Like, well, you should have just waited and like asked her, hey, I'll walk you to your... I'll be your security.
I'll be your security. Let me...
Because you're big enough to be security. I'll be your security. I'll walk you there. And you're like clearing it out.
I wouldn't have had the guts to do that, probably.
Oh.
I mean, I would have, mate. No, probably not. I'm not going to lie to myself. I mean, it would be awesome if I did, but no. But anyway, so yeah, ultimately, I went back to her line when it was shorter and waited in line.
What'd you do in between? You just looked at other superstars?
Yeah, I went outside, smoked a couple more cigarettes. Like, I think I got a pretzel that sucked balls.
Because one thing what we have to establish here is that you actually... found your own secret nest egg in the convention to hang out by yourself.
Oh yeah, there was nobody there. It was awesome. Like, that was my little smoke section. There was no one there.
There's like,
and it really could have been a place where someone could have easily came in without paying for the Comic-Con. Like,
oh,
I don't
really?
Know. Yeah.
It was like a side entrance on the side of the wing that was part like that. I don't know what it was, a loading dock or something like that.
I don't know, but anybody could have walked up and went in. Like, there was people at the doors, you know, but they weren't really paying attention. Like, anybody was walking in and out of there. But
because I remember when I went
out
there.
But that door isn't really like a main entrance, though.
No, not at all. No. It's like a hidden
entrance.
But if
you want to go see the celebrities and stuff, just hang out there.
And that's the scariest area to actually put that door, near the celebrities.
Because when I remember when I first went out there with you for you to take your smoking break, and I was like, are these doors going to lock behind us?
Yeah.
And like, they didn't. And it was like, one was like a rotating door.
Yeah, they had a little... spinning door.
So you went out, took a smoke, and then you came back to get
So
your...
I came back, and and the line was less crowded, so I decided to wait.
What were other... Were you watching what other people were doing?
Because
that always plays with me when I'm thinking of, like...
Like when I was in line? Like,
yeah, because to me, whenever I'm in line with anything to meet somebody, and I see them do something, I'm like, crap, I was going to do that. Or, you know what I mean? You try to, like, not do what they did before.
No, there
wasn't... What was your game plan? Yeah.
My game plan wasn't anything. My game plan was just to get the print signed and to get my badge signed because I had a New York Comic Con badge, a 4-day pro badge. So I was like, I'm going to get her to sign this too if she will, you know, just because why not? Something else for her to sign.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Because it has an opening on there.
Right. It has like where I'm supposed to put my name, but I had her name, her put her name there anyway.
So then you can say it was her badge.
Exactly. But, so,
now,
yeah.
if she signed something twice, does she charge $60?
No, she didn't. I asked her, I was like, is it cool if you sign this too? And she was like, yeah, that's fine. Like, she didn't care. She was all about it. She was real cool.
How did she look that day?
What do you mean how she looked? She looked hot. I don't know. What do you say? I don't know.
She looked good.
Yeah, she did look good. She looked real good. But anyway, so when I walked, when I was waiting in line, I wasn't really nervous at all. Like, and I don't even know why I would have been. But I mean, I do know, but not
You're
really.
You're Brian Sarvis. Brian Sarvis is never
nervous.
Yeah,
I don't get nervous, dude. So
we found who can break
and I
you.
Was right, and I was fine the whole time. Even going up there, I was fine. And then,
so as soon as the first person in front of you left, you just walked up and you just presented your stuff, or did you say hi?
Yeah, I walked
shake her
up.
Hand?
No, I said hi. She was like, "So who am I making
did
out
you shake
to?"
Her hand?
I told
did
her.
You get touch points from?
Yeah, I shook her hand. But she was like, "All right, well, who do I make it out to?" And I was like, "Brian." She was like, "Is that with an I or Y?" I was like, "I." She was like, "All right, cool."
Wait, were you really silent like that? Or were you just like?
No, I was talking normal, but then after that point, like, as she started to, like, sign it and stuff, then I started to feel, like, you know, the butterflies in the stomach. Like I started to get nervous,
now?
You know? Like, for some reason. I don't know. I just started getting nervous, and then...
See, this is why I wish I was there to film it, because I've never seen you nervous like that.
I don't
the
know.
The only person that's ever seen you nervous like that is now Jewel State. So it's sort of like...
And I don't even know if she knew, because I was hiding kind of well, but I mean, I knew I was nervous, and I could feel it, because I was like, I kind of started to speed it up towards the end.
So what were you talking about? You're like, all right, so she's signing, and then you're like, oh, cool, thanks, my name's Brian. Then
that's the thing, I wasn't really talking about anything. Yeah, I told her my name, blah, 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 and then I was like, hey, Jewel, do you mind signing my badge thing? And she's like, no, that's fun. So I gave it to her.
When you handed out the badge, could you see your hand was shaking?
Yeah, you could see the hand shaking a little bit, not much. I was still pretty good, but I could feel myself getting more nervous. So after she signed it, I was like, cool, thanks. Thank you for what I say. I said like, thank you so much or whatever. And like, I stuck my hand out, you know, to shake her hand real quick. And then I just kind of like turned it.
Just turned and ran away.
But then I was like over, like I walked back, you know how, because if you're in there, they have basically all the artists on one side, and then they have basically all the stuff like through this long walkway. Well, behind the walkway is where the bathrooms are, and it's kind of behind all the stuff, so there's no one really back there.
Yeah.
So I immediately walked over back there trying to put my picture that she signed, my print, back in the slot, sleeve. It was like trying to get it back in the sleeve was like tough.
You're so nervous.
My hand was shaking a little bit.
Can't believe this happened.
And I was like, God damn it, I didn't really say anything to her. Like, why didn't I talk to her more, you know?
That's always the situation, man.
But there was also a big line of people.
Screw that line.
Me.
You were in line,
too.
Yeah, I know. You know what I mean? It's your time. You paid that money.
That's true.
I feel like you should get at least a good like 15 to 20 minute talk out of that.
Well, I'm not too worried. Yeah, that would be a little much. But it's all good because we're going to work with her one day, and then I won't be nervous anymore.
And then we're going to be like, you know, we had a podcast and what you talked about. She's like, right. Oh, that's so sweet, man.
That was funny.
And then we'll just keep messing with you. And she'll be like, can you sign this?
That was definitely my moment of the Comic-Con. So it was good.
Moment of love.
I definitely think, we should definitely, like, you know, work with her in the future.
She's awesome.
Joe and I got touch points from Jewel, too.
That's right. Well, I gave her a high five.
Nice.
But I remember when I met her, I mean, I wasn't even thinking about anything because I found out, like, oh, you can meet these people. You don't have to
pay money.
You don't have to pay money if you're not going to get anything signed.
I didn't even realize that at all until, like, that one volunteer said that.
Yeah. So at that moment, I was like, fuck, well, I'm going to meet all these guys because these lines aren't long at all. All
right.
So I went to Mark Hamill.
Mark Hamill line was long at one point, but we were there like at the end of Sunday, so the lines were diminishing.
Right,
but not But at that point, they're like, you don't have to pay anything. You're just saying hi. I'm like, yeah, I'll just say hi. I remember when I heard that, I was like, fuck, I'm gonna say hi to Mark Hamill then. Just walk up there.
See, but to me, like, actually, that blows my mind a little bit because it's like everyone else is paying $110 or whatever to actually like theoretically meet him.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I mean, of course they're getting something signed, but I'm just saying, like, basically you're paying around $100 to meet Mark Hamill.
Yeah.
And, like, it boggles my mind that you can actually just go in line without having to pay and shake his hand.
Yeah.
Like,
that
you know
boggled
what I mean?
My mind,
just
too.
Saying hi.
That's why I completely took advantage of it immediately. I was like, I'm there. Like, I'm serious. I'm not, like, the biggest Star Wars fan, but I'm a huge Joker fan of his voice of the Joker that, like, changed my life. I used to try to emulate that laugh and everything. And I was like, I'm going to meet this guy. If they're saying that, you know, when am I ever going to meet Mark Hamill?
But it's, you know, it's interesting. I think that a lot of people didn't know about that you could just go up. Because
I didn't know about it until y'all told me, like, towards the end of the show.
I mean, I would have never known if that volunteer didn't chime in and say that. And, like...
Unless it was just a Sunday thing.
Maybe it was just... I don't know. But, like, the thing is like, basically, it does boggle my mind because, like... It's also like you're taking their time, even if it's just for 5 minutes or something or 2 minutes. Like that was like 2 minutes where they could have made $100.
Yeah,
you know?
Like, I felt that feeling when we were talking to Spike, because Spike definitely like cut us off. Like when we were talking about, we were like just in the middle of talking stuff, blah 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 blah. He's like, "Oh, it's nice meeting you guys."
Yeah,
and then we're like, "Oh, he definitely like shuffled us away."
Yeah,
in a good way. Not saying that James Masters is like that, but I totally understand. And we were
because he wanted to move on. With
like literally,
his fans.
if he didn't cut us off, we probably would have kept on talking about anything.
Right.
You know what I mean? I always thought that was.
And we were talking about the Clash with him.
Yeah,
and like asking him about his rock band.
So when y'all first started talking to him, was there anybody in line?
No, there were people in line.
There were people in line?
It wasn't like a long.
It wasn't a long line.
But it was a line that was just probably like
15.
Maybe even like 12 or something. Like, yeah, 15 to 12. Okay. And we're just like, that's good enough. We'll just go in and say hi. And
just like, yeah, I'm cutting in line to talk to him. You just get your autograph signed and don't say anything to
this
him.
This is really...
Exactly. Everyone else that was getting stuff signed was literally just signing it. And then he's like, all right, we'll have a good convention or something like that. And then that's it. But we were actually sitting there having like at least a five... We probably talked to him for 5 minutes, which is a long time, in my opinion.
Like, yeah. I felt like I actually cut myself off from talking to Mark Hamill. I was like, all right, dude, I'll catch you later. So what else can I do? When we went to, it was funny because I was in line for Mark Hamill and I started talking there. And, you know, the first thing I said was, I'm going to tell you the truth, Mark. I'm not really a huge fan of Star Wars. And he gave me like this serious, like, is this dude about to like talk shit about me? And then I went like to the second level and I was like, all right, but I freaking love the Joker. You were the best Joker voice ever seen. And he's like, ah, yes. You know, the new Batman game. Yeah. I was like, oh man, that's changed my life. I'm up there in Artist Alley. I'm a writer. And, you know, I just want to take this time to say hi because, you know, you did awesome work. He's like, oh, you're a writer? What do you write? And we started this back and forth, and I told him about Black Magic Tales and the books we were making. Then all of a sudden, to my right, Carolyn appears. I'm like, this is my illustrator. And then Mark is like, because Carolyn was wearing the I Got Your Back shirt, the curls I got your back shirt. And he's like, is that your art on the shirt right there? And it's like, yeah, that's my comic strip. And so we just started, like, talking creative with him.
Right.
You know, but then there became a certain point where I'm just like, I can't just keep talking here. I gotta go.
He was really nice.
He was really nice.
I wish I had like some of my Curls promo bookmarks to give away. I should have like next time at the conventions, I'm just actually going to carry like a little, I don't know, handful of promo materials so that if I meet people like walking around outside of the table, I can give it to them. Because there, I ran across like a couple situations where I'd be like running into somebody in like an aisleway or something.
Right.
And then, like, I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm at, like, B16. And then, like, you know, I don't know if they can ever find their way back, you know, but there was a couple people that I would have just rather given them, like, a little promo instead.
Yeah.
So, but, I mean, that's another lesson learned.
I didn't know we're ever going to...
I wasn't even anticipating on meeting Mark Hamill. I mean, obviously, he was, like, one of the top guests at New York Comic Con.
Yeah.
And I was never, like... I mean, it was awesome to, like, be able to shake his hand, but I wasn't, like, I never guessed that that was even going to happen 10 minutes prior.
Yeah, I mean, like, one of the main things that set off a lot of these motions of just, like, let's go meet as many of these people as we can is the fact that Rose McGowan never showed up.
Well, she might have after we left.
I never saw her.
I
saw her at the panel, but I never saw her at the signing booths ever.
Yeah,
when I was
like, because they said they're like, she'll be here in 10 minutes. And like, that's when I got the feeling, I was like, well, I might as well wait around a little bit. I can wait 10 minutes, you know, because I wanted to get back to the table. I wanted to like be able to like have accessibility for our fans and like also to get more fans and get people to purchase our work.
Can't just stand around for these celebrities all day.
No.
And so we weren't even down there that long, although it sounds like we were down there like the whole time, but we weren't. So I was like, oh, well, if Rose McGowan's coming out in 10 minutes, I'll just, you know, hang out and I'll just catch a glimpse of her. You know, at this point we didn't know that we could talk to the celebrities. And like, so then 10 minutes went by. Then another 10 minutes went by. Then another 10 minutes went by. And then by this time,
the guy who was playing Conan already... He had like his 20 people in line. He signed for those people. Then he just waved goodbye. And I was like, well, if he's gone, what's Rose doing?
I mean, I thought that was like a really smart move because it's like he got those 30 people done out of his line and no one else was there. So he's just like, all right, peace out. Like, it's going to make him look bad if he's just sitting there and like no one else is in his line.
Yeah.
And like someone could easily snap a picture and be like, no one's at this guy's line, you know, put it on the internet and like make him look bad. So I thought that was a really smart move on his end. But like, waiting for Rose McGowan was, like, kind of annoying because they kept saying, like, 10 minutes. And seriously, I was probably there for, like, a little bit over 30 minutes. And at that point, I was like, all right, I'm just going to go back up to the table. Because she, like, at that point, she didn't show up. So, I don't know. I just felt like it wasn't worth waiting anymore. I gave her time period and she didn't come out.
Yeah, that's...
So I didn't get to catch a glimpse of her even.
Yeah, that was during that point where I was like, well, if Rose isn't going to show up, I'm going to go into James Masters' line, go to Brainiac and Spike, you know?
Yeah. I just thought that was kind of like, it's one thing to be a little bit late, you know, 10, 15 minutes late, that's fine. But if it gets to the point where, like, I'm almost certain that she was probably, like, behind the curtain or something like that.
Just hanging out.
And then, like, if it's, like, you know, half an hour, 40 minutes. Because even, like, even after we talked to Spike, that was an additional 15 minutes. So we were probably down there for 45 minutes after they said she'll be out. So that's, like, that's kind of insulting, especially like to the, maybe there was like 20 or 30 people in her line at that point. And it's kind of like, those people were probably very big Rose McGowan fans, and like, it's kind of like really insulting if you don't go in line. But then again, I don't know her actual thing, like maybe she was having a problem, or maybe she actually wasn't behind the scenes and didn't arrive yet. I don't know. Maybe she got stuck in traffic. I have no idea.
So it was cool this year, Brian.
No, she was there. She was
yeah,
there.
Yeah. That's
because I saw her on the panel before they went to do autographs. Oh. That's why Stephen Lang and the dude from Conan were there, because it was just after their panel ended. Y'all went down
and
there.
And she didn't come out. Because that Conan guy came out immediately.
Yeah.
So she should have been out when
like,
he
by
was.
The time I left their panel, like, I did something, then I came back to, I went down there, and like, I saw them there. And then
she
I came back.
The
so
Conan
I knew they were
guy.
There.
I don't know, man. Kind of like a. Not super upset.
Maybe she's afraid to show her new face.
That's what we were discussing.
That's what Nadia kept on bringing those photos of before and after
yeah.
Rose McGowan's face.
She's like on her phone showing us photos of the plastic surgery botchery.
So what were other highlights, Brian, for you going there? It was, for me, I mean, for, again, to see Tom Morello on
Thursday
night,
that
awesome.
Was
massive.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome. That was definitely, like, a nice surprise.
Yeah, and, like, I didn't expect him to... I thought it was just going to be Night Watchman, like, just acoustic. And, you know, I knew he was playing, like, his newer stuff has electric in it. But I didn't think he was going to play this. I actually never been to a concert in New York Comic Con. Like, I didn't know how they're going to pull it off. Like, I was like, right. Are they just going to do it normally like this? Like, just mics and stuff? And it was a pretty hard rocking show that he did.
Yeah, he definitely did a good job.
Another show that we saw was the Masquerade.
I remember you had to
walk out of that. What was the moment that caused you to walk out?
Oh, that kid prancing around with his flags.
The guy that was dressed up as the X-Men's Phoenix.
Is that what he was?
Yeah,
I didn't even know what he was. He was in like a unitard like some red and yellow like flags. Like if anybody's out there seen Old School, when Will Ferrell did his little bit, it was one of those actions with those flags where he's dancing around.
But you know the Phoenix character?
Yeah,
like
yeah,
Jean
I know
Grey.
The Phoenix,
but a guy dressed up like that, but doing like gymnastic flags.
Yeah.
I remember halfway into it, you're just like, I can't take this shit.
I couldn't take it
What
anymore.
About the guys that were outside of the cosplay?
Oh my God, dude. We got to tell that story because that's discombobulating for everything. Because I remember when we walked out there, now we already like, we went from one, because you know, we're like, should we go to this place or this place? I was like, let's hang around.
This is on Saturday night, right?
This is on Saturday night.
Saturday,
Never been to a masquerade before. I was like, let's go in line for the masquerade. Masquerade took too long. Line, so we're like, we walked around, and then when we came back, everyone was already seated to go inside. But of course, from far away, you know, your normal eyes, you see these tall blonde girls dressed up as something. I don't know.
Were they playmates, or I couldn't tell? Are they like French maids or something?
I have no clue. It could have been anything. Cosplay
but it was something
is crazy.
Sexy, like sexy lady blonde.
Yeah, it was like
and they had boobs. They had boobs. So yeah, we're like, oh wow, what the hell is that? You know what I mean? And then
they were
like,
definitely very tall.
They were super tall. They're like supermodel.
Like basketball size.
And then so
I don't know if they're that tall, but they were like a little bit taller than me, but they had huge heels on.
Yeah, and their backs were turned to us, so we're just like, oh look, it's just random hot girls here dressed up as cosplay, quote unquote. And then we walked back into the IGN theater, and they're playing like some French anime that everyone was cheering to that I had no idea what was going on.
Yeah.
So at that moment I turned to Brian, I was like, you wanna just go take pictures with the hot girls and come back in? And we're like, okay, let's go for it. And then I remember I got my camera ready, went out there. You know what I mean? I was like, all right, dude, get ready to take your photo. And then you walked up. And then you instantly turned back around. And you're like, I'm not going to take a photo.
You should have, man, now that I think about it.
What happened, like, at that time? You moved out there. What was your mindset?
Well, as soon as we went out there. And, yes, like Joe said, we were far away. We saw these girls.
Tall, blonde, and had boobs.
I'll tell you what, they fooled me. They fooled me from far away. It was the Monet effect.
Would you, Carolyn? They fooled you.
I mean,
I started to have some questionable
like look from them because like I was like, those girls are really tall, and then they turned around and
Brian was walking up.
Right. Well, I thought they were tall as well. I agreed with Carolyn on that one. I thought they were a little tall, but you know, they did have some like big old hooker heels on, so I didn't know, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I thought
anyway,
it was cosplay, whatever.
It's whatever. So I go to walk up as Joe's gonna take his picture. There was a guy like taking a picture with him at this point.
Yeah.
As I'm walking up. He was taking a picture with him. And like,
yeah, see,
he's
I thought
just
it was okay.
He's just finishing up. We just figured, you know, because everybody takes pictures with the cosplay people. Like, they just do it, whatever. At Comic Con,
it's like they're like a celebrity.
Yeah, it's like
their character.
So I went up to do it, and as soon as they turned and I saw their faces, it was just Man City. It was just strong jawlines and that. Man it was City. Just they did such a good job on their bodies,
dude. But their boobs, though. Did you see the boobs?
I didn't get that close of a look at it, but I mean, fake boobs. You know,
this is my
even
favorite.
Women have fake boobs, so that's not.
I don't
you
know, man. This, but
this,
that was
this is my
a
favorite.
Man
so,
with fake
so,
boobs?
So after that, we ran. We basically like in horror ran back in. We were just like, all right, we'll deal with this anime stuff. I can't handle that shit right now.
It was just that surprise.
But then while we were in there, Carolyn walked back out to check out what happened. So when you went back out there, Carolyn, what happened?
I just wanted to like get a better look at them instead of just running away. Like you guys were like, oh my god, we gotta go back and check out this anime.
We were like, no.
Well, I felt
the
bad,
funny
but...
thing was is that they were taking pictures of like three or four guys that started to come up, and you could tell that the guys were like, oh man, I'm getting my picture taken with some hot ladies. And then in my head, I'm like, do you know what's going on?
Yeah. As soon as I walked
they
up,
definitely
I knew. I was
fooled,
like, nope.
They definitely pretty much fooled probably but most people.
But when you walked back out, Carolyn, you like actually like looked them right.
I looked them like right in the face, and then I just started laughing. Like this. And then I went back into the IGN theater.
That's hilarious. Like you just like you're like, what is this?
I felt bad because they totally knew we were coming up to take pictures, and then like they saw my reaction and they were just like, that guy knows.
I bet
knows,
like in their head
the
though
secret.
That they're probably like ha 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 in their heads.
They're
like,
probably like ha.
They're
probably like,
the
hell yeah, we're this good looking that we fooled these guys.
Yeah.
Like
fooled them all.
Except for not in the face, man. They just need to work on their face, and they would have been like, you know,
it's
a lot
more hard. It's hard. It's hard though, because imagine you and Joe trying to go that way. It'd be pretty hard to make you guys look like women in the face.
I remember like even when they walked back in, I was like, oh crap, they're inside. We gotta get out of vicinity.
What were they dressed as? Like little Playboy bunnies or something? I don't even know.
Some of those costumes sometimes just like, oh, we're dressed as sluts.
Pretty much. I mean, that's like what Halloween's all about, right?
Halloween right around
it's
the corner.
An excuse to
Halloween's
dress
all
like
for women to dress scantily clad.
That seems to be the new thing as an adult.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
As a kid, it's for candy. As an adult, it's more like, how can I get away with looking like a slut?
Well, I guess that's candy too. You know,
it is candy. It's eye candy.
Eye candy.
I thought it was a pretty. It was a long show. It was the longest show that Carolyn and I have ever done. Four days. 4 days away.
I felt like on Sunday.
We were gone 5 days, basically, from life.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I wasn't connected to the internet, so five days, goodbye. But, like, also, in addition to that, I felt like on Sunday, a lot of people, like, I felt like the show started a little, like, late, meaning that, like, a lot of creators came in late, a lot of attendees, you know, it wasn't, like, as, like, pressing to be, like, oh, let's go out there and go get what I need to get done. It was more like relaxed on Sunday.
Yeah.
But like more relaxed because people were tired. I bet like a lot of people were partying it up on Saturday.
I remember
hanging out with the trannies.
Oh, I remember on Thursday, Brian and I, like the first day, we're like, oh, there's no one here playing Street Fighter, like next to the big giant, like basically like arena of video games. Yeah. And then like we got sort of, like I felt like I got sort of like into it, and then it was time for us, you know, we left. And then the next day, we were like, oh, let's go play Street Fighter. Never happened again.
Nah.
It was just packed. It was massive amounts of people. I thought it was pretty interesting being next to whatever that the video game arena that they had with the big screen and stuff like that, because it literally sounded, they're playing like StarCraft or Call of Duty and stuff like that.
It's like a battle station.
Yeah, and it literally sounded like an arena, like a boxing match was happening, but it was for StarCraft.
I
was like, holy crap.
They had commentators and everything.
Yeah, that was, like, to me, it was just like the movie Wizard.
Yeah,
that was totally cool, you know. Like
crazy.
I guess they had that last year, but I didn't really experience it like that.
Yeah, I don't remember seeing that last year.
I don't
I'm
remember
sure they
seeing
did,
it
though.
Last year.
You know,
it was pretty. It was a pretty massive show, and Brian lived on a diet of
pretzels
and cocaine. Pretzels and coke. Pretty much. I mean,
those pretzels were good though.
It's
man.
Because everything's so expensive.
Is
you go out the street
the
vendor,
was?
They got cheap. Yeah, they got the cheap pretzels out in the vendor.
Yeah.
You know?
And
it's the best bang for your buck if you're trying to get full and it's not spend a lot of money.
Inside, you have like, you're paying like $9 for a sandwich or something.
Yeah.
Like $4 for a soda.
One thing that I'm very happy about is that none of us got sick afterwards. Like, I've heard of people, like, on Twitter, I'm, like, you know, following some people's stories, and they're like, oh, I got the Concord, and, like, stuff like that, and I'm like, oh, I really do, like, thank God that we didn't get sick, because, like, I think, one convention I got sick afterwards, and it's just not good, because you're shaking everybody's hands, and, like, touching everybody, and, you know, it's, like, I'm just very thankful that we didn't get sick, especially after New York, because it really takes so much out of you. Like, I'm just fully recovering now, and it's been a week.
Yeah, because the girl that was in the booth next to you guys, Nia, she was sick. She said she started getting sick Thursday and was sick the whole convention.
Really?
So that's amazing. Y'all didn't get sick.
Yeah, right, I'm glad we didn't get sick. Because, like, I heard of other people saying that they got sick, too. And even, like, people that we met. And I was like, oh, God, I hope I don't get sick. You know, like, so thankful for that.
Still healthy. Still alive.
And I think
still
that kicking. Also amounts to, like, us actually eating at the convention. Because there's been several conventions that we've
been at.
We never ate. We would sit there the whole day. We'd hardly even get breakfast. And we would just, like, be there the whole day. And then we would eat, like, one meal at, like, 8 o'clock. And then by then, we're already, like, so tired that I didn't even want to eat. Like, I think that it helped that Joe, like, got some food for us.
I felt it's good to reinforce eating.
Yeah.
So eating,
I mean, there's several times where I just, like, forget to eat, or, like, you know, just be at the table and don't eat, and there's no way you can really get out of the table with, like, you know, go and get some food and stuff. You really have to have, like, people bring it to you.
So was there anything, like, at the end of the convention that really stuck in your mind as, like, hey, this made it all worth it? This is really great, you know?
I definitely thought it was cool that we are seated next to Bob Camp, and he's, like, a co-creator of Ren and Stimpy.
Yeah, it's always cool to hear, like, stories from him as well. Like, the stories from anyone. Like, it was cool because we had different types of people next to us.
Yeah, and I liked sitting next to, like, animation people, or just checking out people that have animation influences in general.
Yeah.
Like, that Bullock guy that we met, that he worked on
David,
like,
Bullock,
Kim Possible.
Yeah.
He worked on Kim Possible storyboards. Like, I thought that was cool. And, like, I definitely can.
And our panel.
See.
Panel was always super fun as well.
Oh, yeah. We didn't talk about our panel. We had a panel on Friday night.
Well, we did have, you know, last week, people can listen to the whole entire panel.
Yeah,
you can listen, go back to it.
It's available at the Carolyn and Joe show from last week's episode.
Well, that was fun because it was a jam-packed room,
like,
and it was a
really
good audience.
Nothing really beats New York Comic Con giving you a free hour to do whatever you want.
Yeah,
exactly. So, like, I'm very thankful that New York does that for us.
And I thought that was a lot of fun, especially since we got in to see Kevin Smith after that as well. Everything sort of lined up because I was fearing that we wouldn't get into Kevin Smith because we already bought those tickets.
Worked out perfectly.
Everything worked out the way it all should. Then we got to see New York after that. I thought this New York Comic Con was pretty amazing. You know, it was better than last year in my eyes. You know,
we did better sales wise too.
Yeah,
so.
we did better,
like,
capital wise.
Improved.
Everything's good. All we have is till next year to see what happens to that. I don't even know what to expect next year.
Next year, awesomeness.
Could be complete chaos next year.
Chaos, awesomeness.
I don't know how much bigger the show can be. It's like freaking sold out.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Not unless you put an addition on the convention center.
MSG.
Yeah, and with that, there's not even, they don't even have, like, super duper celebrities either. It's just this was comics and Avengers and Walking Dead and Sony. That's it. That's about how it goes. So I hope you had a good time this time on New York Comic Con, Brian.
Oh, I did. It was awesome.
It's freaking. I was tired.
Oh, yeah. It drained me.
I was tired. Carolyn's tired.
Very tired. Still making up for it.
Yeah. And that's basically the show this week. I hope you guys enjoyed it this week. My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
Thanks for joining us on the show, Brian.
No problem.
Jewel. Thanks, Jewel. You're really a gem.
that's so nice.
Hope you guys enjoyed the show this week. Check out curls-studio.com, astrayproductions.com, and just look up all of us: Brian Sarvitz, Joe Carbo, Carolyn Belewski. Good night.